I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Wyndham Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner.
Good morning and welcome to episode 30 of the Win the Morning Podcast. You know, a week ago, I was with two of my friends, Jason Hershey and Jess Regan, and I was just like, man, I've been thinking about going fishing. You know, I want to go fishing and I want to try that out and see kind of what that experience is like. Like, I've been fishing in my life, but it's been years. Like, I don't have my fishing license, and I like to go be in a river and just fish and hang out and have a new experience. And anyway, it's one of those things I just said as we're talking and bullshitting. And, you know, a few hours later after we left, I get a text from Jess, and Jess messaged me, like, hey, do you want to go fishing next Wednesday? And I'm like, yeah, what time? He's like, I don't know, like 7 a.m. or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And so that's this morning. This morning, as I'm recording this, I'm actually driving to go meet Jess and to go fish. And as I'm doing that, I'm just looking back on the past 3 years of my life, and I've looked at the best memories, and the best memories aren't the ones when I sold the most deals. It's not when I, you know, went to bed early, or, you know, when I woke up and I went to the gym. Like, all those things are good, but what happens is, at least for me, is I get into my routine, right? And I work out and I go to work, and then I, you know, and I come home, and then I hang out for a minute, and then I go to bed. And then literally every day it feels like I'm just doing that over and over again. And last year I did this a lot more, but I would constantly be doing things that were breaking my pattern, right? I would go downhill mountain biking, I would go travel, I was having all these fun experiences. I would go painting with my grandma. I took my sister to Lagoon last year. Like, I was doing all these things like that made my life fun. I went to Moab on the spur of a moment with my cousin Cooper and another friend named Ben Cameron. And I was doing all these things to break the monotony. And I think it's important for me, as a reminder, is to break that pattern. Because it's so easy to get caught up in a routine and then look back and it's been, you know, 6 weeks, it's been 2 months, it's been 3 months, and there's been no fun, no adventure, and it's just been these routines and routines and routines, which I think habits are good, right? Like, those things are good, but if we get so caught up in our habits, then we just become unconscious, and you look back at your life and you're like, man, all I did was work. All I did was slave to pay my bills, or all I did was this or that, versus thriving. Like, we can either survive or we can thrive in this life. And I believe that thriving comes from creating new experiences, creating new things, creating memories. And so this today to me is going to be something that's going to be a memory. It's going to be something fun. And it's weird how, like, as we were younger, at least for me, it was, like, easy to create memories, right? Like, you're just so creative, and you just didn't have any ego, and it was just fun. It's like, yeah, let's go play in the sprinklers for 2 hours, or let's go swimming all day long, or, like, all these things we would do as a child. But now, as we grow up, it's, you know, we get so caught up in our routines and what we're supposed to be doing and how life is supposed to look. And we forget that life is just an adventure of what we want to create, right? There's no agenda. No one told you that you have to go work at the job you're at, or you have to go do this or that. Like, there's so many ways to live a life. And sometimes I think that I get caught up in just working and working and working, and I find a lot of fulfillment in that. But I don't want to be a one-dimensional man and only have those that experience of growing a sales team and all that. I want to have other experiences on top of that. I want some seasonings, right? I want some salt and some pepper on top of my life. I want some cheese. I want to make my life a buffet. I don't want to sit there and just eat steak all day every day. I want to have a plethora of life, and I want to experience everything, and I want to experience new things and things that are different. And what happens is, for me, when I travel and I'm doing things that are different, I start to think differently, and it feels like my thoughts are clearer. I feel healthier. Tony Robbins always says that the secret to happiness is progression. And if you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over, that looks like digression. That looks like depression. It doesn't look like progression and stepping forward and learning and growing. And so that's my invite to you guys, is manufacture a memory. Create a memory. As we get older, it takes planning. It takes hard work. Man, when we look back, that's all we really have. I mean, this life is so short. You look back on the time that we've already spent, however old you are. Most of the listeners are around 20 to 25. It's like, I finally am realizing time's a real thing. I'm already a fourth of the way done. I'm going to live to be 100 years old. A fourth of the way done. And look back, and I'm just so grateful for what I've experienced, but I don't want to look back and have the same experiences I've already had again. I want to create newness and funness and adventure and experience with the things I don't even know about. So with that being said, go create a memory. Go manufacture a memory. Be positive and confident in all that you do. If you found value in this, please share this with a friend. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow after I catch me a fish.
I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah. I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah, it's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah, that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.